I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gorgeous, idyllic fall day. Well, we're doing another one of those shows, aren't we? Kind of becomes a tradition in this town. It's like Christmas or Thanksgiving. And doing a show where we banter about the league having it out for our football team and the merits of that. And frankly, our football team finding new and creative ways to screw themselves, like they just bought the extended version of the Kama Sutra. I just look, this is going to be a day where everyone's going to be right. I'm not going to sit here and tell you shouldn't be mad at the officials. That's fine. You can be. You also know how I am. I don't use the officials as an excuse because 99 times out of 100, you'd normally put yourself in a position to get screwed. So don't be surprised when you get screwed. Look, it's clear the officiating in the NFL is at an all-time low. I've complained about it on the air, both the number of calls and the number of missed calls. Last night was theater of the absurd. The hands to the face on Trey Flowers, both calls, they're terrible misses. Look, Kerryon's touchdown was a miss. I don't even think he was in the end zone. You had four officials, four different calls. And no, the sky cam's not admissible. That's not a part of the replay process. So I don't care what you think you saw. I'm making a point. It was really bad all night. And the Lions got screwed a number of times. I get it. But you know what the refs didn't do? And this is just where I'm at, guys. The refs didn't drop a touchdown pass. You did. The refs didn't have 21 carries for 56 yards. You did. The refs didn't give up 170 yards rushing to the Green Bay Packers. You did. The refs didn't settle for five field goals. You did. And the refs did not only produce 58 yards of offense in the second half of a football game. You did. See, this is the other side of the coin, and it's where it's such a difficult discussion to have. Fans are programmed, focus on the one call. It cost us the game. Nothing else matters. I'm not having that conversation with you. I'm not. Because you're wrong. This is another example. I warned you about this. If you don't start playing better football, you're not going to win more games. And you know what I saw last night? The Lions played the same football game they've played every week this year. And you know what it is? It's not good enough. It's good enough to be in a game. It's good enough to get boned by a call. And it's just good enough to make you think you're good when you're not. Last night, you had a real opportunity. You were off the bye week. Bevel comes out on the script, and you jump Green Bay's bones. What happened? Flea Flicker was genius. It was brilliant. It was beautifully executed. His Kerryon really got up into the hole and flipped it back. It was great. Sometimes you see the running back panic and go, ooh, hot potato. He sold it. What'd you do on your red zone possession? First down, quarterback falls on his face, handing it off. Second down, incomplete. Third down, another slip. Field goal. It's not good enough. The Packers give you a gift. Make no mistake about it. The punt, the muff, the guy jumping and not fair catching. You get the ball at the Packer 25. What'd you do with it? Field goal. Did the refs do that? No. And yet I understand the other side of it and your emotion towards it. And you're right. The state of NFL officiating, awful. What I'm tired of is the loser mentality in this town. Losers blame the refs. Winners look in the mirror. Look at your team and ask yourself, the last 2 weeks, you received gifts. If you want to convince yourself that somehow the Lions have the magical touch punching footballs loose, guys, everybody teaches that technique. Everybody. You've received two fumbled kickoffs, a fumbled punt, a ball bouncing off a face mask for a pick. You've gotten breaks galore, right? The reason you lost the last 2 weeks, you've kicked 8 field goals. 8. Field goals get you beat. The only time I ever want to see my kicker is to tie it or win it. That's it. It's not good enough. And you can convince yourself whatever way you want, because here's what it should have been. No amount of calls should have saved the Packers. You should have been up minimum 17-0, probably 21. But you didn't, because you're not good enough. And all my fears are realized, because here's the deal. You're going to say, well, the refs took away the last minute and a half. They did. They did. Can't guarantee you would have scored, but they did. Or the refs with 10 minutes to go should have forced a Green Bay punt. Okay. Here's the bottom line. I don't think you played well last night. And that's what I focus on. You didn't play well. You didn't have 300 yards of total offense. You didn't play well. You gave up almost 450 or 480 yards. What the hell? 450 yards you gave up.
447, yep.
Okay? You didn't play well. You settled for 5 field goals. You didn't play well. Your offense didn't show up after the first quarter. You didn't play well. You couldn't run it. You couldn't stop the run. You didn't play well. I'm tired of watching this team not play well and escape, and then having to come on the air and be the bad guy. I don't want to be the bad guy. I'd like to come on the air after this team played like Frisco played Sunday and tell you, balls on the table, we got a contender. But I can't do that. Your special teams are a disaster penalty-wise. You saw the graphic last night. It's been that way all year. Your team is a highly penalized team. You're 26th against the run, allowing 4.8 yards a carry. You've now increased that total to 4.84 a carry. Tell me what the refs control in that equation. Tell me. Tell me how many football games you will win in this day and age kicking 5 field goals. Tell me. Or do the easy thing. Do the thing that the drunk guy at the bar does. Do the thing that the guy sitting in the stands yelling, run the touchdown play does. Blame the refs. Here's what you need to understand, and it's a sad reality. Your place in the league is that you're not a part of this league. Your franchise is viewed as garbage. Your franchise is viewed as a nuisance, as a nothing. You are not at the adult table. And the only way to break through and change that is to rise above these awful officials, rise above whatever happens to you, and change the narrative. That's your only out. And we can focus on the Trey Flowers penalties, and I know we will. I know you'll call up. You have every right to. Go for it. But I'm not that kind of fan. Never have been. Said it a few weeks ago. I'll say it again. MSU got screwed by the officials. They screwed themselves. Never should have been in a game with Arizona State. You scored 7 points. You had 400 yards of empty offense. You did it to yourself. You deserve to lose. The Lions deserved to lose that football game last night, even if they didn't. The same way you deserve to lose the Chiefs game and you deserve to lose against Philly. You're not good enough. You're not running the ball. Fact. You're not stopping the run. Fact. You're highly penalized anyways. Fact. Your red zone offense sucks. Fact. Like, that's what I focus on. Would I rather the Lions have won? Ugly, not deserving it? Yes. It's an easier show to do. But you know what? You went to Green Bay last night, and your defense got to face the Packers without their best player, not named Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams. Then Valdez-Scantling gets hobbled. Then Geronimo Allison gets launched to Mars and is out with a concussion. And you still gave up 450 yards offense. That's the equivalent of you going out on that field without Galladay, Marvin Jones on one leg, and without Danny Amendola. They overcame it because they're better than you. On a night where they didn't have it, on a night where they got their bones jumped by a team that had 2 weeks to prep for them, Yeah, the penalties sucked. You know what sucks more? Giving up a 50-yard bomb to a dude who's going to be working at Mr. Allen's next week. Who the hell's Pete Hazard? Lazard. Never heard of him. That's what I'm tired of. And I'm also tired of how the Lions behave in the postgame, because while I don't have to accept the officiating as the excuse, you know what? Patricia and Stafford need to nut up in a postgame and stand up for themselves. Stop lying down, no pun intended, and taking it from the league. Stop it. You don't want to be the league's pleasure pillow anymore? Say something. Embarrass them. Who cares? Matthew Stafford makes $30 million a year. He should have come out last night and said, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of my teammates getting screwed. I'm tired of this organization being viewed this way. Say it. Step up. Be a leader. Oh, you guys have a better view than I do. We played the Packers, not the refs. You know what, dude? You can say that. You need to be that leader. I'm not a member of that team. I don't have to change the narrative of that team. I'm a radio host. My job's entertain. Tell you exactly how I feel, and I'm a fan. I don't blame refs. You, as the quarterback, the face, the power broker, you need to do more. I don't. You do. 248-539-9797. I want to make sure we stay somewhat timely. We will get to all your phone calls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.